Hello, this is Guy Saumont. I'm a City Journal contributing editor, and I'm the author of the new book, Economics Doesn't Lie, A Defense of the Free Market in a Time of Crisis. I'm here with Professor Rama Kant, Associate Professor at Columbia University's Industrial Engineering and Operations Research Department. Rama Kant, you are an expert on financial market, and I think we should start with what's going on right now in the United States. I mean, do you think what the U.S. government is proposing right now to regulate the financial market is the thing to do?
I think that definitely the crisis has shown that the way the financial markets have been regulated in the U.S. and elsewhere was not appropriate. Now, this is often interpreted as there are not enough regulations, but my point is that actually the problem might be elsewhere. The problem might be that the regulations were not appropriate, and more importantly, the regulators did not anticipate the secondary effects of the way they were regulating the market. And in fact, what we saw in the recent crisis was that some regulatory aspects actually backfired and accelerated the crisis. For example, required banks to hold a certain level of capital against the risk of their portfolios had the result that when the markets plummeted, banks had to actually raise more capital or sell off their portfolios in order to comply with regulation, which created a huge sell-off after the default of Lehman Brothers. So this is an instance where the existing regulation accelerated the downfall rather than helping stabilize it. So I think that should be avoided in the new regulations which are going to be designed. It's going to be difficult.
You very often argue that, after all, we know very little about financial market and that knowledge should come first. So first knowledge and then regulation, is that your point of view?
Absolutely. I think that I'm an academic, I'm a scientist first, and I think that compared to hard sciences like physics and chemistry, where we know a lot about the systems we study, in the case of economics and financial markets in particular, we have lots to learn. So when designing regulations, we have to be very modest and try to understand first what the adverse effects of those regulations will be. And I think that it's very important for regulators to keep in mind what their objectives are. And here, I think we're increasingly focused on systemic risk and the stabilization of the financial system as a whole. And if this is the objective of regulators, then they should design carefully the regulatory system in order to stabilize in the case of a crisis and not create secondary effects.
But do you think governments know enough at that stage to invent a regulation which would avoid risks and not produce once again counterproductive effects?
Well, at this stage, I think that the government and especially the regulators involved but do not have enough information at their disposal to even start computing relevant indicators and measures of systemic risk. For instance, in the case of the default of AIG, well, 2 days before AIG defaulted, I don't think that any regulator in the world, and especially the ones in the U.S., had any knowledge of the large engagement of AIG to investment banks and the connections it had to the rest of the financial system. So it's like navigating in the dark. So the regulators are actually, they lack a map of the territory they're trying to navigate in. And that's obviously of great concern for us. So I think the new structures that are going to be designed should help actually collect information on the state of the financial system, and that's the first condition for being able to design meaningful regulations and meaningful indicators of risk.
But this first condition, to have all the data, this condition doesn't exist right now.
It doesn't exist because there should be a regulatory framework that actually compels institutions, financial institutions, to actually reveal to the regulator the extent of their exposures to different risks and to each other. This framework doesn't exist. So as a result, the regulators actually do not have a good idea of where the risk lies in the system. They discover it after the fact when something goes wrong.
This doesn't make us very optimistic, but let's shift to another topic. Before the crisis, there's so many economists and many of them Nobel laureates, and they designed models, mathematical models, following which you couldn't lose on the stock exchange. What happened to this model, and why were they wrong?
Well, you have to keep in mind that the models that we're talking about were mostly designed to optimize the investment of individual investors. They were not designed to optimize the risk of the system as a whole. And you can find many examples in economics where actors, individual actors, when following their best interest, following their optimizing their individual profits, can actually lead to a situation where the risk of the system as a whole will increase and actually lead to an instability. So the issue of optimizing individual investments and controlling the risk in a large financial system or stabilizing systemic risk are two different issues. So some tools and some models can be good for the first purpose, but they do not necessarily lead to a situation which is optimal for the society as a whole and can lead to systemic crisis, as we observed.
So the law of the financial market will remain wild randomness?
Exactly. So I think that the issue is that the invisible hand is not necessarily a mild hand. It can create a large amount of risk fluctuations and turbulence in market prices. And this is why we need an efficient regulatory system, because left to themselves, financial markets will never operate spontaneously in a smooth manner.
Thank you, Ramakant. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.